So basically, just tell me, is there an increase in memberships this year as you usually see with New Year's, or does it look a little different?
This year we are, we're seeing an increase in memberships around the same, how do I put this? Yes, memberships are increasing right now like we would expect normally in the, it's that time of year for that sort of thing. However, they are down when you compare it to years before, right? I think at this point people are not very confident, or I don't even know if I want to say that. They're just not, the confidence level isn't there yet for people to want to come back fully. We've got some people that have been back, and they've been back, since we were able to reopen after everything shut down the first time. And as the vaccine is coming out and as we get past the holidays and bigger group gatherings, I think people are feeling more and more comfortable. So we did see a little bit of a bump in the kind of the seasonal bump, but it's not what we, it's not what we hoped.
Whenever you do see this bump historically, is that something that comes before the new year in preparation for people to start going on new year, or does it come kind of in waves after the new year? How does that all work?
Now I've only been here for a little while. So I've been here for just over 1 year. But I think for the YMCA historically, we've seen a little bit of, we've had some promotions in December, trying to get people into a jump start on their New Year's resolution. But so we see a little bit before the holidays. In years past, people are, traveling the last couple of weeks of the year. So we don't necessarily see a whole lot of people coming in between Christmas and New Year's. But, we start seeing that rise in December. And then, there's been a couple of studies done that most of those New Year's resolutions kind of fall apart by the end of January. In fact, I think they call January 19th Quitter's Day. And so we are trying to do things that will encourage people to stick with it, stay with it. And we've got a couple of things planned along that way. We're running some promotions right now. We've got a way to make light of 2020 and welcome 2021 in here, and thank goodness it's here. We have a promotion going on where the first month of your membership, it's only $20.21. And that promotion's run the whole year. So if you join in February, it's $20.21. If you join in August, it's $20.21. We had a rough go of it in 2020, and we're doing some, trying to do some things to make it easier for people to get in. We're also planning, we're launching a new kind of challenge, because we know that if people are going to stick with their goals and stick with working towards things, they need to be held accountable. We want to help them set their goals. So February 1st, we launch the Reset Challenge, where we kind of just push the reset button and work. We set some attainable goals, and we start working toward them together. And the Y is here to help hold people accountable and help them achieve their goals.
Yeah, absolutely. And one question I did have, kind of on the lines of some people maybe aren't comfortable yet going back to the gym with COVID and everything. I've seen personally on social media, I don't know if there's anything you can speak to this from being there, that it seems to me like a lot of people have started doing more fitness during quarantine, because a lot of us have been, if people have been bored or sitting around not doing much, they want to get up and get active. Has the Y seen anything change like that in the recent months, or even maybe starting to roll in even more here in the new year?
Yeah, I think there are things like people are taking more time. They've got a little bit more time on their hands, time to themselves, I guess, is a better way to put it. We don't have as many distractions right now. In November and December, we saw an increase in activity. In fact, we were doing another challenge at that point, too, where we were challenging people to put in 20 minutes a day worth of activity for 5 days a week. It was a 6-week challenge, and we had about 600 people that were taking part in that. So yeah, people are really looking for new outlets. You know, some people have decided that they've found a love for cooking, and some people have found a love for reading again, and some people have found a gym. And we're trying to do our part to, you know, they can come in here to the Y and work out. We can't do group exercise classes right now because of the governor's mandate. But what we've got is we've got a virtual YMCA set up, so people can take their normal group exercise class with their normal local instructor and see all their friends on Zoom. So we try to keep that the social aspect of those group exercise classes. And they all, you know, all those people are holding each other accountable, and there's some real camaraderie there, even though we're not together, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, it sounds to me like you guys, you know, doing a lot of virtual things to try and make people feel the part of being at the gym, maybe without actually being there, and a lot of challenges to keep them engaged, right?
Yeah, so our number one goal is always to provide a welcoming space where people feel like they can achieve their goals and build relationships. That's what the YMCA is all about. And when we're in the middle of a pandemic, you know, goal kind of number 1A is keep people safe and keep our facility clean. We did a survey recently of our members who had been back to the Y, and I'm happy to say that 96% of them said that we are doing a great job with keeping things clean. And so we're really proud of that. We know we're shooting for that 100%, but we feel really good about almost all of them saying that we're doing a good job and they feel comfortable. So that's what means the most to us.
That actually relates to the last question I had for you, was with an influx of people, even if it's less than usual, in January, how does that look in a COVID world? I'm assuming just more cleaning, more wiping things down and stuff like that?
Yeah, so we actually, a couple of things, right? Because we're not just a gym. We do some, you know, we do things within the community, some charitable work within the community. So we've got, with capacity limits and things like that, we had to totally change up the way that we were approaching almost everything. So our after school program has become, a school age program where we have tutors in house and kids are working through their schoolwork here. They're doing distance learning here at the Y. So there's those kids here. We had a teen reach program for teenage kids, and that we found, you know, they're not in school, so they needed a place to go during the day too. So we actually moved that off-site. So we took all those kids and we've got them in another site, so they're still able to get together and have the support that they need and do the fun things and learning and all that stuff with the Y, but just not in our physical building right now. So that's one way that we've kind of mitigated the number of people in the building. And then we've got capacity limits, we know, but we're blessed with a really large building and lots of space. So we have no trouble with social distancing. But what we've asked our members to do is we have a fresh towel and spray bottle for them when they come in the door. They get their temperature taken, they pick up their spray bottle, their towel, and we ask them to spray down the machine before they use it, spray it down after they use it, and just go through their workout kind of as normal. And then we are coming through regularly throughout the day, and we do a deep clean with an electrostatic sprayer at night just to make sure that, you know, we're doing our part to mitigate any possible transmission of this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else that you want to add about whether it be the New Year's memberships or how COVID's affected the Y or anything like that that I didn't ask you about?
No, I don't think so. We are here to help people build healthy spirits, minds, and bodies. And when we've got masks on and when we can't, a lot of the Y is sitting, or a lot of a membership here at the Y is getting to know the other members, and it's really hard to do that right now. But we're doing our best to keep up with that and keep our members engaged and engage with the community and meet their needs when we can. And we're really thankful for the community and our members for sticking with us, and we just really appreciate it.